What's up, y'all? This is Fat Man Scoop. Fat Man Scoop, Crook McClan, and you are now tuned in to the number one trucking podcast in the world, period. Exclamation point and comma. Trucking hustle. Let's go.
What's up, y'all? This is Rommel Watley, and welcome to Trucking Hustle, the podcast for trucking entrepreneurs. If you want to learn about the trucking industry from the business side of things, you're in the right place. Every week, I interview the people who are making it happen on a daily basis. I get them to share their successes, their failures, and sometimes even their secrets. The goal is to show you how you too can create financial freedom in the booming trucking industry. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
I'm going to say overcoming adversities. I think I need to put a tattoo on my back. This lady left me stranded, and a carrier left me stranded in Denver, Colorado. And I, you know, flew back home. The truck, she towed the truck off. I didn't have my truck. I lost everything that was in the truck. Mm. And I said, no one will never take nothing from me again. And it's got to be the money. Right. Pay me some more money. Tell me how much you making, driver. I can increase that. I'm there every day. Get up off this money. I see y'all talking about y'all trucking millionaires and all kind of stuff. Get up off this money. You hear me?
Turn my mic up. Let's take there. Yeah. On the road to the riches. Life takes a toll like bridges. Good friends become foes and snitches. Better watch who knows in your business. All right. Hustle fam. We are back with another amazing episode, and I'm happy to have my friend with me here today. See, a lot of times I do interviews and I'm meeting people for the first time. You know what I'm saying? But this is my girl, Sheree. She trucking more. What's going on with you?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm tired.
I'm so happy to
be
here.
I'm tired, but I got to get my energy up because you in the building.
I'm so happy to be here. Yeah,
what's going on with you, miss?
Whew, I don't know where to start. Where you want me to start?
You know what? I don't know where to start because you've had so much going on in the last few years, you know, especially since we first connected. Yeah. You know, your brand has taken off like crazy. You've gotten to so much new endeavors, you know, personally, your own businesses, you're a multipreneur. We just got to talk about it. Then you have something that's huge coming up. In September.
Yeah, I better keep watching. Right? Do not miss it.
Something that's huge that's coming up in September that we have to make sure everybody in this community is attending and is there because it's going to be unprecedented. And we're going to get into it. But first, let's start with how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Doing very good. Shout out to everyone who watched the last show.
Yeah.
They still saying I heard you on Truck and Hustle.
Yeah.
Like, here it is. I know a year, 2 years later.
Yeah, at least. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. So when people reach out to you and they say, I heard you on Truck and Hustle, like what's the feedback like?
It's all love. It's support. Like they understand that my story, you know, sometimes I'm the first woman whose story they hear, you know, and then here they come. Now, look, they got your experience now.
Right. Right.
And just hearing me sharing the story.
Right. Now, are these typically like women who want to get into driving trucks?
Yes.
Okay.
Driving or ownership. I think I talked about owning at the time I didn't own.
Correct. You did. Right. Wow. So we kind of forecasted what was about to happen. Yeah. Because when you're on, you were talking about possibly becoming an owner because you were like, I don't really
about
know.
Just T-shirts. I didn't have a school.
Right. Yeah. Wow. So much has changed. That's dope. So for people who aren't familiar with your story, and I mean, your story is well documented. You've been all over the place from CNN to
Facebook
to Uber to
Freight.
You name it. You know,
National Geographic.
You've done so much and just putting on for trucking in general and then specifically women in this industry.
Right.
Let's just kind of get into your story. Just talk about it really quick, how you got into trucking and just kind of bring us up to where you're at now, just for people who aren't familiar with you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sheree Moore. I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I am a truck driver, professional truck driver, but I am also a CDL instructor, an author. A speaker, I'm speaking now, and just, you know, a helper in this industry, trying to help you achieve your goals, whatever that is, whether it's just coming in, you know, getting your license all the way to just connecting you to the right people.
Right.
And
right.
then so in our we have the largest now women's organization in the world. We have over 16,000 women drivers wow. as of right now in our Facebook community, She Trucking Sisterhood.
Mm.
We have our CDL permit class. We have helped thousands of people, hundreds of people, excuse me. I guess I'm going to the thousands now that I said that. But hundreds of people get started in this industry. You have to start with that permit.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can be the biggest challenge.
It can be a challenge. The learning portion, you know, it's tough because it's like new to a lot of people. You know what right. I mean? So you have to learn about all that. All right. So how long have you been driving totally?
7 years.
7 years. Yeah. Started out 7 years ago. And when you got started, who'd you get started driving for?
I started with Swift.
Swift.
The best company, right?
Swift. There's so much acronyms for Swift. What's some of the acronyms for what people call Swift?
See what I can mess up today. They don't say mess up, though. Substitute the F.
Give me any other ones. There's so many funny ones. I've heard them.
You might get banned by some of the Swift terminology that they say.
Yeah, Swift might be a potential sponsor. Yeah. So we got love for you, Swift. You know.
You know what? Swift is the biggest company in the world. When I started, Central Refrigerator was signing on with them. I saw the merge of them like coming together with other companies to be bigger. That right there. Can you drop a bomb?
All right, we go.
Because they wasn't afraid to collaborate. Mm. They started with MS Carriers. Then it became Swift. Now it's Central Refrigerated. Now they with, what's that refrigerated company? What is that? They just, you know, came to with another refrigerator company. Okay. So they're the biggest.
Yeah.
Not CFI, it's, I forget the name of Knight Transportation.
Knight, okay.
Now they're a part of Knight. So they're the biggest company in the world. Like, that's the model we need to look at.
Mm. So you're saying that they're laughing less?
No, yeah. Because they have contracts yeah. with everybody.
Right.
You're going to see a Swift truck in anywhere you pick up.
Yeah.
You know, if they want it. If it's too cheap for them, they don't even want it.
Right.
You get their leftovers. Right. Who you think leading? Swift.
No doubt.
They training, giving people the opportunities through apprenticeship. That's why I knew. I'm announced this on your show. I haven't said it. 2 weeks ago, I just got a national apprenticeship through the Department of Labor. Why? Because I knew Swift gave me the opportunity through apprenticeship. I want to give others the opportunity as well.
Mm, that's dope. That's dope. Yeah. So can you explain exactly what that means?
That means by coming through my program, I can help you get your commercial driver's license for free.
Wow, that's dope. Yeah. That's dope.
All the
that's
way
dope.
Down to small carriers. Now, here's the thing. It benefits the carrier to have an apprentice because you can say, okay, I'll pay for your schools if you have a trucking company, but you got to work for me for a year. Now you're not longer for a driver forever, right? You got a consistent driver for a year.
Right.
By
right.
just setting up the apprenticeship.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. That's dope. So dope. And you've been a champion for drivers for so long, especially women in this industry. For the women who are trying to get into this industry right now, who are looking into trucking as an option, I mean, why is this a good option for them?
It's a good option for everybody. Men, women, come on in. 18-year-olds, I want my 18-year-olds to start at 18. I want the 21-year-olds to come on and get started now. Why? So we can help you fly. I'm 37. If I started at 18 and 21, man, please, I'll be on a whole, that money, yeah. Woo, yeah. I'll be a trillionaire by now.
Right.
This is a billion-dollar industry. We would have tuck it up a whole nother level if we started many years ago.
Yeah, yeah. What makes you so passionate about the trucking industry?
I'm passionate because this is what I do. This is how I eat. This is how I survive. My dad drives. My mom, she has her CDL as well. She's a bus driver. So my passion comes from literally getting it out the muscle, for real. Like, just grinding it, going down the road, actually driving makes a difference. It's in my blood.
Right.
So it's not something that I just rolled over on, you know. 7 years is a long time to be, you know. It was a different world in transportation when we first got started.
Yeah.
Wasn't a lot of minorities at all.
When did you know that you needed to start She Trucking?
As soon as I couldn't find that t-shirt, they said I was a woman driver.
You needed some representation.
I needed representation.
Gotcha.
And I'm sitting up here, I'm like, how are we getting overlooked?
Right.
Oh, we got to change.
So you obviously felt like a minority in the business because
we are a minority.
So it's like we need some representation out here. What gave you the courage to step out and be the face of that fight?
It started, you know, it actually started with it. I just wanted a uniform. I was tired of my real clothes getting dirty. So I was like, I need my own T-shirt that say my company name. At the time, I really hadn't thought of how to put a company together. I just knew while I was in this truck, I didn't want to put Swift on my back. They was going to laugh at me, right? You work for Swift. So I started putting She Trucking on my back 6 years ago. People don't even realize I started my brand 6 years ago.
Wow.
But on paper, it's four.
Got you. So you was like, you just want a uniform. You need something to show, represent yourself because you don't like what they're giving you. So you're going to start this brand.
Yeah, that's how that happened. And then people said, you know, started asking me, where you get the shirt from? I want one. Because I would put, yes, I'm a woman. Yes, I'm a truck driver.
Yeah.
But that came, that was because I would go into the shippers. And at the time I had my hair, my nails done, everything going on. They like, ma'am, you in the wrong place. I'm like, I drove the truck. So I said, if I put it on my shirt, maybe you'll quit overlooking me for being a woman driver. You'll acknowledge me for being that professional driver because I done took your freight across country.
Oh, wow.
And when I get to the delivery, you looking for somebody else. Surprise, you got me.
No doubt. All right. So talk to us. Because like I just said, there's been a lot happening since the last time we sat down.
Yeah.
Let's talk about number one, you know, you getting into entrepreneurship, right? You getting your own truck. Yeah. Let's talk about that. I mean, you drove for Swift for how long?
I drove for them for 11 months.
11 months, and then who'd you go to
I'm not
that?
Endorsing them because they say I owe them some money. But if you, hey, Swift, if you say we even, then I'll, you know, I got your back, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, when you start an apprenticeship, people think I don't want to be on the contract because I owe these people forever. No. I was able to break my contract, you know, and then they do have tuition reimbursement where you can, the next company who you drive for will take your payments and finish paying it out for you.
Mm.
So that's.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, I quit and went from 25 cent to 41 cent at the time.
Okay.
You know, and I, it was a no-brainer for me. Like, I needed to elevate and make more money. I mean.
All right, guys, Truck and Hustle has now partnered with Transpo CFO, powered by Venning. Transpo CFO offers a streamlined monthly subscription for businesses to consolidate their accounting, payroll, and tax needs into one flat monthly rate, saving businesses a tremendous amount of time and money while making their financial operations much smoother for the long road ahead. Check out Transpo CFO in the description below and tell them Truck and Hustle sent you. Now let's get back to the show.
When I came out, we was making $300 or $400 a week, you know, and we was running 3,000 miles, you know, and forget up paper law. That's what we was running up under, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know nothing about what's going on now, but I know they now, you know, they paying 50, 60, 70 cent coming out here, you know, and you can make between $600, $700, $800, $900 with no experience.
Yeah. Yeah, so. For sure. All right. So tell me the story, man, when you decided that it was time to spread your wings and get your own thing going on. First of all, why did you think it was important for you to do that?
I'm going to tell you, overcoming adversities, I think I need to put a tattoo on my back. This lady left me stranded and a carrier left me stranded in Denver, Colorado. And I, you know, flew back home. The truck, she towed the truck off. I didn't have my truck. I lost everything that was in the truck.
Mm.
And I said, no one will never take nothing from me again.
Mm.
That's what made me buy my truck.
Wow. She left you stranded. So what happened? Like the truck broke down and she
It didn't break down. I was delivering my load, got to the shipper. She didn't want to pay me. See, we can't just how. People, yeah, you can't depend on these carriers to always do the right thing.
Mm.
You know, that's why building that relationship is so important. She caught me slipping, but never again.
So she didn't want to pay you for a load that you delivered?
Yeah.
Wow.
I happened to go live and said, oh my God, I think I'm finna be stranded on social media. Everybody was like, wait a minute, we finna help you. I couldn't even think. It put me in a state where mentally I did not know where I was.
Right.
Without my GPS. I knew if you had to ask me the address, how do I know that? It's on my paperwork.
Right.
Like, I don't live here in Denver. I live in Tennessee. So It was, how was I going to navigate my way? The first thing I realized, cash, the value of cash meant nothing.
Mm.
I could not Uber. I couldn't buy a plane ticket because I only had cash on me.
Right, right.
I realized you have to have a backup. I don't care if it's a Capital One card with $200. Have a backup card if you're in this industry because you never know what situation you're going to be in. Now, the value of cash on the road for a driver?
Yeah.
I don't mean nothing.
Got you. All right, so you like you said, I mean, I'm with you. I would never want to be put in that situation again either. So What do you do about it? Talk to me about that transition.
I started looking for a truck. I started talking to, experienced drivers who've been in the industry for a very long time. I said, what type of truck I need? I said, I don't want a new truck because I know I got some time up under my belt. So I ain't trying to work out a whole new lump, pay off a whole new lump sum. I want something quick I could pay, pretty much cash for.
Yeah.
And then I can, see a good return on it. So they said, get that Freightliner, Detroit engine. It's going to leak a little bit oil, but don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? All Freightliners do that. Just different things. They said you want to get a maintenance, a fleet-owned, maintained truck so you can keep up with the record on the truck. So I started looking at, those different things. And I started looking around me to see what type of trucks people had that was coming.
Right.
A lot of people say they didn't want an older truck, but an older truck can outrun a new one. Why? Because I wanted a truck that didn't even have DEF. I don't have a DEF system.
Mm.
So, I only pay for fuel.
Mm.
To me, that was just extra money to see the truck run without it. Right. So, I need to pay that,
Right. Right.
So, I grew up, my mama had a old Chevy. And then when I got old, I bought me a box Chevy, 88 Caprice. So, I knew anybody could work on that. I wanted a truck that anybody could work on because you never know where you're going to get stuck.
Right, right. Freightliners are like Hondas, right? They're like Acuras of the trucking world. Yeah. So how scary was that? I mean, transitioning into ownership. I mean, because it seems like you kind of got pushed over the edge, right? Because, I mean, you weren't necessarily thinking about it before then, but that was like the straw that broke the camel's back, right? So how scary was that going on your own?
It was very scary because people weren't sharing information back then. So to be able to figure out, how do you get an authority?
Right.
How do you, people will tell you not to do it. Oh, it costs too much. But you're doing it.
Right.
I want to be able to afford that.
Right.
Cost, because all expenses, some of them good.
Yeah.
You can afford to have a $1 trillion house. That's a good expense.
Right.
Or whatever, But.
And mind you, at this point, you've been driving for some time.
I had been driving for a very long time.
The other side of it, you still didn't. It was totally foreign to you.
It was. And then people was charging, trying to text super high, expensive to give information and knowledge instead of wanting to see the culture elevate as a whole. Like, we've been driving, we've been putting our hard work in. You don't want to help me elevate where I can own this truck, my time versus the money it wanted. So anyway, long story short.
You ever listen to Truck and Hustle and say to yourself, yo, Rommel, you ask good questions, but damn, you forgot to ask that one question that was weighing on your mind that you thought I was going to get to, but I ain't get to it. Well, check it out. Now's your opportunity. After the show, every single Tuesday, we're going to be doing live Q&As with our guests, right? Because a lot of times people tell me yo, you should have asked them this, you should have asked them that. So let's kill all that, man. Join us. Every Tuesday night, we're going to go live with our guests, doing our private webinars for our Patreon community with our guests. You can ask all the questions you want. And guess what? I'm going to dig even deeper. I'm going to go even deeper into their businesses. I'm going to ask some stuff that maybe I ain't had the courage to ask on the show because I ain't want to put it out there for everybody. On top of that, we're going to be doing monthly mentorships, helping y'all build y'all businesses from A to Z, man. We're going to be talking everything from mindset to money management, accounting, legal, compliance, picking your niche, identifying your niche, customers, negotiation, man, you name it, man. We going to get into it. We going to go deep. So join us in our Patreon community, www.patreon.com/truckandhustle. There's three different tiers. If I was you, I'd sign up for that elite membership. It's going to give you access to our Facebook community, behind the scenes content, discounts on merch, live events. Man, what else? It's going to be crazy, man. Listen, we building the dopest community in trucking, y'all. You know how Truck and Hustle get down and how we give it up. So check us out, patreon.com/truckandhustle. Join us, rock with us, and come get some of this work. And oh yeah, make sure you go right now and register for our free live webinar featuring our special guests. The links are in the show notes and also all of our social channels. Make sure y'all lock in with us every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. We rocking out, baby. Truck and Hustle Overtime. All right, y'all? Let's get back to the show.
I looked on the FMCS website, y'all. Right. Like, literally, you can read a lot of this stuff yourself, you know, and just asking people. One of the sisters in my organization, she was like, you supposed to have a truck.
Right.
And I was like, yeah. I end up buying a truck and not getting the authority. So I've had my truck longer than I've had my authority.
Okay.
And it was because I wasn't going out of state. So I was able to, someone asked me, could I teach them how to get their license? I was just using my truck for that, you know.
Okay.
And then once I did sign on, I signed on with a company called National Transport. They had a load board and was paying my percentage, you know, and all that stuff. And this is before I got my authority. So I was running a 3PL company.
Okay.
Which was, to me, the best way to start. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I was able to, you know, to build revenue and then have the overhead costs. You know, it was cost a lot to get your authority. So this give you some breathing room. You know, sometimes they have a pool of drivers waiting to move around in relationships too.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a carrier for me, it made sense to put my truck on with a 3PL first.
So you said you had your truck for a while before you actually went with that 3PL, and you said you were training people to drive, right?
Just the permit. So I would teach them and do my little, the pre-trips and stuff with with my truck and stuff like that. I was teaching them the permit.
How'd you find those people? Just like advertising?
They would ask me.
And found you?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just kept saying, hey, anybody say CDL in my city, they was like, talk to Sheree.
Mm.
Why? Because I was a CDL instructor at the college as well.
Okay.
So I would teach them the driving and how to bag and the pre-trip inspection at the college.
Okay. When did you start doing that?
I started the college and I think it was December 2019 or November somewhere 2019.
Okay.
And I was just, I started going to the college though. I wasn't an instructor at the time. I would just help the women be able to adjust their seats and mirrors and stuff.
Just out
if
there
they
looking
were
out.
Struggling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they were struggling back and I'd take, stick your head out the window so you can see, you know, little stuff like that, you know. And then when someone asked me, I would just actually start training out my house. I would take them to the truck. And I would say, now, this is the fifth wheel. Don't say 18 wheels. You call them tires. You know, just helping them, you know, understand the verbiage in the book and stuff like that.
Got you. Okay. So you get with the 3PL company. Tell me about that. Tell me how that goes.
You know what? It was a good foundation where I could learn, you know, a lot. I knew what I needed because they were saying, hey, we need this 2290. We need, you know, different paperwork. I did learn if you're going to go with a 3PL, at least get your tags.
Mm.
I would tell anybody, get your IRP. Because when I quit, I ain't had no tags.
Mm.
I could have stopped and kept driving and went and got some more freight.
Right.
If I had just stopped and got my tags. So just driving, you know, without a tag, if you're not up in that company, I didn't like that too much. But it was good because it helped me, you know, raise my capital for starting my business.
Okay.
And I was able to, you know, jump out there. But the biggest piece is I knew I had an older truck, so I was really taking my money and trying to change parts out, you know, so I can keep the life of my truck rolling.
Okay, got you. All right, so you just said you quit.
I quit.
You left them?
No, it wasn't just a quit, y'all. Well, I was involved in a car accident 2 years ago. So,
all right, let's talk about it.
My back started hurting. My neck was messed up from the car wreck, my back. I told them, I said, you know, I just don't, I'm not feeling good. You know, I just need to see what's going on with myself.
They
said, we'll give you 30 days. And after 30 days, we're going to fire you. So I guess I didn't quit. They fired me. But they gave me 30 days. I couldn't move my truck. They gave me 30 days so I wouldn't be on their paperwork.
Right.
But my truck was still 30 days sitting up on that trailer I was hooked up to because I couldn't disconnect it.
Mm.
So that's how we departed. And then that's when I realized that a lot of companies do not care about you.
Mm.
That I needed to go ahead and get my authority so I can care about myself.
Got you. Got you. Okay. So we get the authority?
Yeah, it was the hardest thing I think I've done, y'all. Getting that authority.
What was so difficult about it?
Man, I was rushed to do it because at this time now, I'm just, you know, I'm an outlaw in this industry. You know, it's an area for us outlaws. You know. So I'm just teaching people with my truck, not really, you know, ready to go over the road. You know, because I'm still injured from my car wreck. And then National Geographic called and they said, "We want to do a TV show episode called Breaking Bobby Bones. Can you teach him how to drive a truck?" I said, "Yeah, I can teach him."
Mm-hmm.
"What truck you gonna rent?"
Right.
They said, "No, we want to teach him in your truck." I said, "My truck? You don't want a brand new truck? We put him in an automatic." Because they said I only had one day to teach him.
Right.
So I'm like, "Ooh, this is pressure. Yeah. I got to get an authority." I said, "Look, y'all, I can't do it."
So you actually had to rush the authorities for the show.
I had to rush it for the show.
That's interesting.
So many people who was around me that teach these courses. I'm going to just say this on here that did not help me.
Mm.
It was so disappointing to be a woman in this industry who has, like, experience driving. And then I go to people who I look up to that's saying, "Oh, we can help you start." And they ain't even helped me get started.
Mm.
So it was a lot of mistakes and trial and error. And also, like I said, just God bringing in the right people into my life. I end up getting with OIDA. I tell people, if you got a commercial driver's license, sign up with OODIA. Mm-hmm. OIDA, because they did the paperwork for me. I didn't need to take a course so you could tell me what I need to do. I'm still in the same situation.
Right.
I need people who was going to type it on into the computer. And I got with them. The only thing they couldn't do was the RRP. But they was able to do everything else.
Got you. Okay, so you get the authority. Tell me a little bit about that. What happens next?
So I got my authority, and it was time for the insurance. Mm-hmm. My situation is different from everybody. National Geographic paid for that in full.
So they actually paid. They actually helped you get your authority.
Pretty much. That's they said they wanted to. If you saw the show, it's Breaking Bobby Bones, episode number 7. It's Truck Star.
Yeah.
They wanted to help me get back in the driver's seat.
That's
so dope. They was there actually. If you saw the show, then you saw they bought me a seat with my name on it with the logo, and then they paid for the insurance in full.
Wow, that is super, super dope. So everybody, make sure y'all check out Breaking Bobby Bones.
Breaking Bobby Bones.
And that's on Nat Geo, right?
It was.
National Geographic.
It was still a $2,500 down payment because I did have a commercial driver's license. Without that, it would have been like double that.
Right.
And then, like I said, for the year, because they paid it in full, a lot of people don't talk about this, because they paid it in full, it reduced the cost of my insurance.
Got you. And you didn't know that they were going to do that, did you?
No, I did not know they was going to do that.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
It was. It was a surprise, but it was what had to be done if they wanted to do the show.
Mm-hmm. That's dope. All right. So let's talk about some other things you have going on. So now you have your truck, you have your authority, you're doing television shows.
With the truck, my old truck, 10 years, right?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Showing people how to drive a truck in one day.
Yeah.
Let's stay there for a second, because how did you teach that guy to drive a truck in one day?
He listened. I could teach anybody who listened.
Okay. So why did it take me like 8 weeks? And I thought I listened.
7 weeks, you wouldn't listen.
I thought I was a pretty good listener. And man, it was rough. It was rough. What did you do differently? What is a good instructor? What makes a good driver instructor? Because I think that's what you pride yourself on. Am I right? Like, for the most part, like, you're a driver instructor. Like, you teach people how to cross over.
Right.
From being scared to being confident.
So in the beginning, I'm going to start the permit. I tried to help him with the permit. He's like, "I don't need your help." Why? Because I'm a woman. You ain't want to learn from me?
Right.
So he failed twice. I think life of failing you know, hearing that word, you a big celebrity. Shout out to Bobby Bones. Bobby, shout out to
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones. Yeah. I appreciate the opportunity. But, you know, he failed twice. And then I think it humbled him. Because the next time I was like, you got to help him get his permit or you can't do the show.
So he had to really just go through the whole entire process.
Oh, yeah, it was real.
Yeah, you're right. Because for him to be on the road, he had to have his permit.
Right.
And so, that's crazy.
And he couldn't drive unless he had his permit. But by me having a commercial driver's license, he could be in a truck with me. See, he never got his full license. He was driving with a permit. And that's why I tell people the importance of having a permit. You can have somebody with a permit in your truck and you could teach them from scratch.
Right. So tell me more about it. Like being an instructor, what are the important characteristics of a great driver instructor? And on the flip side, what do drivers need to do to become teachable? Like what do they need to, you know, tell me a little bit about that. Because you deal with so many people and teach them how to drive.
You can't try to rush the process. Most people try to rush it. You need to be a sponge and take it in. If it take you 8 weeks, you know what? I went to two schools. I started with, I ain't going to say their name because they suck, you know. But one of the first school I started with, it was horrible. Yeah. The guys were so tall, and here I am. I'm the only woman in class. I'm 5'3". I can't see what they saying.
Right.
They didn't put my seat up or lower it down so I could see. You know, right. I didn't understand what was going on. But I did pretty okay at that school until I got to the front of the until I got to that backing. That backing was everything. I just couldn't see. I couldn't get the concept of how to move the trailer. And it was just, I sucked on straight line first. I remember sucking on straight line. I was like, if I can't get the truck to go back
straight line back,
then I'm going to try to make it curve other people over here doing.
Everybody but sucks on straight line, realized, though. It seems like it's easy, but it's not that easy.
Yeah.
When you're first starting out.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I realized, it was a skill. And you know, having a skill, I knew more than I did before I signed up. Every day I was learning more and more and more.
Right.
So then once I got the straight line, I went to the offset. You know, the offset, I got stuck on that 90. Then I was like, I can't believe I got stuck on the straight line. But the key was not giving up. I was determined to get it. Because I knew at the time I ain't have nothing to go back home to.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I'm coming for being a CNA, $10,000. I was making $10,000 a year as a CNA. So my income wasn't right. And I knew that this was a career that was a career first that was going to give me $40,000 to $50,000 a year.
Right.
I wasn't giving up on that.
Right.
So the key is just listening. You know, realize you have to take direction from other people who are experienced when you come into this industry. You can't come in like you know everything because you don't know how to drive a truck until we teach you.
Yeah.
You know, it takes someone to teach you.
Patience.
Even with autonomous trucks coming in, the driver still got to be taught.
Right. Yeah.
You always going to need a driver in that driver's seat.
Yeah.
In some way, some form or fashion, who going to fuel the truck?
That's a fact. That's a fact. A lot of drivers are looking at that and, you know, they fear that, you know, that's going to replace them. But yeah,
you can't.
Like you said, I mean, you still got airplanes that fly themselves, but you still got two pilots in there, right?
Exactly.
Nothing's going to change. It's going to be the same type of scenario, you know,
right.
Backing into these docks in the city and all that. There's no way that a computer could do that.
They just going to make it harder for us to be able to do it.
Right. Now, that's a fact. Okay. Outside of TV appearances and stuff like that, what else do we have going on? What else are you working on?
Before we get to that, let me go back 1 second.
Okay.
In order to get your commercial driver's license, you need general knowledge, air braking combination. That means you need to get the CDL manual. The CDL manual has all the information in there. Please go to your local DMV and get your commercial driver's license manual.
Okay.
Thank you.
PSA. All right. Y'all get y'all manuals for sure.
Yes.
That's everything is in there. Everything is in there for you.
Yes.
And after that, if you're still struggling, you got to come see Sheree.
That's right.
Yep.
And so what's coming up, we got my first event. It's been 4 years now. Everybody keeps saying, like, when we coming together? When we going to do something? I've been nervous to put on an event, but this year I said it's time. I mean, so many drivers. This is Truck Appreciation Week, and right now, I mean, Truck Appreciation Week. You might get a hat, you might get a T-shirt, right. But you're not really showing appreciation in this industry. So I said, well, since you know I can't depend on these corporations, let me do it myself as a driver. Mm. At the end of the day, I'm just a driver trying to help other drivers anyway.
Right.
So, we putting on this event. Okay. September, the She Trucking Expo will be September the 17th through the 19th. Day one is all about mental health. We're talking and we have a paint and truck exercise. We have exhibitors coming. I tell people being in my car wreck, I started having mental health issues because I was depressed. I went into a deep depression. And then also with drivers just not having a break through the pandemic, the rest of the world had a break. But, you know, we did.
Right.
You know, that can kind of, you know, be stressful, you know, to not really, you know, be able to chill out and relax or go on a vacation or, you know, like everybody else did. So we're going to, you know, focus on getting everybody's mind a little bit stronger. What helped me was being able to paint and listen to music, art therapy and music therapy.
Okay.
It was like my cure. I was ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing the first day. We call it the Truck and Paint.
Okay.
This event it's four events in one. Okay. So you come into the expo. The expo has multiple vendors. You can, you know, we want to encourage anyone with a business, anyone, even if you haven't started your business, you want to get it in front of people, attend this event and set up and be a vendor.
Okay.
You know, I did when I used to go to the truck shows. I used to go to Great American Truck Shows, Mid-American Truck Shows, and I was around. I was one of the only minorities in the building, and I was around big major corporations with my just She Trucking T-shirts in the room.
Right.
But it gave me the exposure I needed and the relationship of meeting people, you know, that I needed. And that's what really got me here.
Yeah.
So now I'm just trying to help us to, you know, come together and form a network. If I hand you a business card, we're going to talk because we formed a relationship.
Right.
So now when I need somebody, I'm stuck on the side of the road. I might need a mechanic or something. We done formed a relationship where I got a phone number I can call, you know, and I think, like I said, so anyway, that's all day one is about. It's about literally forming those relationships, networking at the expo. We do have a kids corner. This is a family friendly event.
Okay.
At our kids corner, we have the Big Red Kids. They coming out. Putting on a performance for us. They bass right
here. The
Big Red Kids.
Okay. I never heard of them. What are they, dance or something like that?
It's they dance, they sing, they have a performance. It's a storybook. Miss Renee Brown, she was a truck driver, but she's also an author.
Okay.
So, she's going to put a nice program out for our kids.
Dope.
You know, like I said, I want to reach that young generation to let them know, like, this, you can come into transportation.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then on, that's Friday night. On Saturday, we're going to open the expo up again for everybody to network again.
Okay.
And then we have the All Black Tie Gala. We have the Black Tie Gala. It's on the Southern Bell. So we're going to have a Viet right now. I'm going to tell y'all, listen, I'm just going to say the tickets are sold out right now because I know this taping won't be the day. So the tickets are sold out. It's going to be invitation only. If for the tables that I do have left, and it's just, you know, for people who I, you know, want to, you know, in the room.
Right.
I'll be honest. It's exclusive. I can only take 300 people anyway. So gotcha. We're going to fill the Southern Bell up with like-minded people. That's the purpose.
Yeah,
like-minded people, professional people.
Right.
That's what we want. So now you won't be able to get tickets to that, but you can still get tickets to the expo. The expo tickets, they are going to be just $20. And the reason why is because we want you to come. We want you to come. We want you to network. I always tell people it's not about competition when we ask you to sit at the table. We want to network with you.
Right.
You know,
right.
We're not in competition with nobody. I've already accomplished all my goals. You know, I just wanted a T-shirt. I accomplished that. And look, I come to go. I got a Truck and Hustle t-shirt.
No doubt. So this event is for everybody.
It's for everybody.
It's not a woman's trucking event. It's for
no. I got show trucks coming. We got Eric Turner. He's a local. He has a local company here called Turner Transportation. He does car hauling. He wins all the shows. Mm. Okay, so he's coming, setting up his truck. We got all kind of show trucks coming out. Mm. It's for everybody. And then Sunday, we had a trucker appreciation cookout. I will ask for donations. You can cash up She Trucking, $SheTrucking, if you want to donate to help me. I have a vision of feeding 1,000 to 2,000 drivers. Okay. And that's my goal. I'm going to put a sign up on the side of the road because we're going to be at exit number one. That's the Tennessee-Georgia line. And we're going to say, thank a trucker, get off your exit so you can come and eat.
Okay.
Thousands of drivers come through Chattanooga and that Tennessee-Georgia borderline. And I want to make sure all of them fed.
Wow. And this event is being held where?
It's going to be held at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Yes. So that we can have up to 6,000 people attend. Ooh. So, and I did that for a reason. We want you there. We want to educate you. We want you to build these relationships, you know. If you need drivers, I told you I'm going to bring 1,000, 2,000 drivers in. It may be more. Right. Where else you going to find them?
Right.
100%. So, the biggest piece why people don't have drivers?
Why?
They don't ask drivers to come work for them. They think we supposed to ask them.
Wow.
Yeah, I think about how many people who have trucks, they never ask me, hey, you want to drive for me?
Why do you think that is? Do you think that they feel as though they have, like, better options or they feel like, you know, why do you think they wouldn't just have asked that simple question?
I think they think you're supposed, like, everybody tell them to go apply online, you know, put out an ad. And when a driver's sitting in front of them, they ain't even build that relationship. It's about building relationships, you know? You want a driver? Hey, you got a CDL. Will you come drive for She Trucking?
Right.
You know, that's what I'm saying. And you're going to give me an answer. But guess what? Now that I'm a driver, I know that you need a job or I know that you need a driver. I may not work for you, but I know other drivers.
I mean, you have a point there because I think it gets to a point to where, like, ads almost become like spam.
Exactly.
To drivers. I mean, you see so many of them and they all look just alike.
Right.
It's like, what differentiates you from anybody else? Especially like if you're on Craigslist or Indeed, everything says the same exact thing. So like you said, if you're not having that personal one-on-one touch.
Right.
How do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Cause all these companies the same.
Yeah.
You know, just the same job, you know, but what make me want to work for you?
Right.
Half of these owners, they wouldn't work for themselves. And if you do want to work for yourself, get your commercial driver's license. I tell you, get the book.
Right.
Start studying.
Right. in your opinion, since we're talking about drivers, what are drivers looking for these days?
Money.
From your perspective.
Listen, we want the money.
It's all about
the
shmoney.
They talk about scaling and getting all this. Oh, my company make all this. Well, give us some more money then. Okay. We want the money.
Right. What else is important aside from money?
The money. We can do everything else ourselves. We don't need nothing but the paint. What else we need? I don't care if I'm driving an old truck or a new truck. Give me the money.
Oh my God.
You pay me good. I'm there every day. I'm on time and everything.
That's funny. You know, a lot of drivers who I talk to, they usually have a number set in their head, like what they want to make a week.
Yeah.
Or what they, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I want to make at least 1,000 a week. I want to make at least 1,500 a week. I want to make 2,000 a week. And that's usually based on their previous jobs. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't want to move backwards.
Right.
They've come to a certain level and they want to hit that number. You know what I'm saying?
And just remember, right now in the industry, you can make $1,000 with benefits. Right. So as a smaller carrier, what's going to make me leave a company who's going to give me healthcare, dental vision?
Right.
You know, to be able to come drive for you and you ain't got workman's comp.
Right.
It's got to be your personality. And it's got to be the money.
Right.
Pay me some more money. Tell me how much you making, driver. I can increase that.
Mm.
I'm there every day.
So we need to start offering some more money.
Get up off this money. I see y'all talking about y'all trucking millionaires and all kind of stuff. Get up off this money. You hear me?
Oh, man. Sheree ain't holding back today. She coming for everybody.
That's right. But everybody can come to this event as well. We want everybody at this event. We want to make sure, I don't care what your company name is, what's your brand. I don't care what you do in this industry. If you in transportation, we asking you to pull up, get a booth, represent your company, represent your brand. I mean, this is a trade show. So it's not like anybody else's events. You know, this is not, I'm not sitting you down talking to you all day.
Right.
You know, I'm not doing that. I got ADD. I'm not sitting that long.
Right.
You know, anyway.
Right.
So I'm going to, it's an event that you can do multiple things. You can meet multiple people. It's multiple things going to be going on.
Right.
You know, at the time. It might be a luncheon going on while people just walk, you know, just different things, you know, to keep building those relationships.
So it's a networking event.
It's a networking event, absolutely, to build relationships.
And you said it's three days?
It's 3 days.
3 days, September?
17th through the 19th.
So 17th through the 19th. And I'll be there. I'll be there.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Live. So if anybody cares to see me, you can find me there. You know
the
what I'm saying?
The first live Truck and Hustle podcast.
Oh, man, you can't be giving up all the sauce.
I'm just saying. Y'all better tune in. Y'all better be in the audience, literally. Like I told him, I want to clap for you in
person. Yeah.
Why? Because I'm proud and, you know, what you're doing. Thank you for helping us get our stories out.
Yeah.
You know? And so we want to make sure that we... I told him, you got to do a show at the event.
No doubt, no
Anything
doubt.
Anything that you want to do, whether you're teaching a course or teaching a class, if you want to do it, just reach out to us as well. The convention center is huge.
Yeah.
We could fill it up.
6,000 people, y'all. Mm-hmm. So I just want to, you know, make sure that, you know, you guys have to come to this event. Anybody who's in the trucking industry... And you talk about, you know, community and you talk about sticking together and all that, you better be there because we need to show up and show out because this event is setting a standard, you know, for events to come. You know, we need to show that we can, that we're united, that we can come together and we can put together conventions and so forth and so on and do dope things like everybody else. So just like you go to the Mats or the Gats and all that, come to this event. It's going to be dope. Yeah. And I already know it's going to be crazy.
And you know why I decided to go ahead and this was the year to do it?
Why?
2019, they said I couldn't get a booth at theirs.
Mm.
I said, I'm not sitting at y'all table no more. I'm not even asking them to set their table.
Right.
Because we're going to build our own.
We're going to build our own.
They're going to ask me to come.
How powerful is that? And if the last reason I said wasn't enough... That reason right there should be the reason why you're at this event.
Drop
2019, where's our bomb? 2019, he don't know how to work the bomb yet. I got to get. 2019, they wouldn't even let her get a table. And now in 2021, she's throwing her own event.
Yeah, and open up the doors for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm ready, y'all.
No doubt. I'm ready.
Y'all, listen, get your banner, get your tablecloth. I'm already going to have the tables and chairs.
Right.
We just need your company name up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need you to be ready, professionalism. You know, make sure you brand yourself. Have your company t-shirts.
Yeah.
You know, ready, or your business cards. We ready to work. We ready to network with y'all.
No doubt. I'm so proud of you and you know, the growth that I've seen, you know, in your brand since we first connected. It's just every month, every couple of months, you're doing something new. You're just continuously pushing, you know, She Trucking and just bringing the representation that we need. You know what I'm saying? Especially for women.
Absolutely.
Like, because it's just unprecedented. It's nothing out there. And you came and you just saved the day, man. And it's dope. And I mean, I wish you continued success. You know, Truck and Hustle always got your back. We're going to support. And I'll make sure anybody who supports me supports you, just like you do the same to me.
Thank you.
So, you know, we're going to wrap. I just want you to just leave the people with a final thought, man. Just give them a jewel to someone who wants to get into the trucking industry. Somebody who wants to cross over and become an owner. Give them something to take away, something to think about.
Before we wrap up, I need 5-10 more minutes, y'all.
Okay.
I wanted to have someone there that could lift us out of whatever we was going through. So I chose to have our keynote speaker, Dr. Cheryl Woods. She speak with Les Brown, and she speak with Lisa Nichols. Now, I know her price range might not be where I can meet it. You know what, when I reached out to her in a way, I had to overcome that fear of, and I said, something just told me, he said, no, you don't know if you try. She said, yes, y'all, because I tried. And she will be there. She got her ticket already booked. I'm so excited.
That's big.
She will be on the ship, on the Southern Belle at the gala, the Black Tie Gala.
That is big.
That is our keynote speaker.
Wow.
Also, we have sponsors. A Freightliner is our sponsor. We have Transfix is our sponsor. We have Prime Link Express. It's a trucking company that really value women. They have pink trucks as well, and men, of course. Real good equipment. We have a Road Pro. They do all the like your cookers and equipment that you need for your trucks. They'll be there. So we have some of the top names in the industry that are going to be sponsoring this. Blue Tiger. Shout out to Blue Tiger. Blue Tiger is one of our sponsors. Mm. I did not know she was a Black woman that owned that. Mm. Listen.
That's dope.
Ooh, listen. When she called, she said, I couldn't send you an email. I needed to call you. She said, I'm so proud of what you're doing. She said, we want to definitely sponsor this.
Oh, wow.
So when I just, you know, that was more confirmation that we was going into the right way. And it's going to open up so many doors for so many people. So then that's the goal. You know, like I said, my goal is already met. They can rest me in peace. I'm good. You know, God been blessing me all this far.
Yeah.
But I'm going to leave this with you.
Yeah.
Like I always say. I couldn't change my past, so I decided to change my future.
Mm.
You could change yours, too, by taking that first step.
Mm.
Find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, She Trucking. Go to SheTrucking.com. If you want tickets to the event, go to SheTruckingExpo.com. Become a vendor. Become a sponsor. We always taking sponsors. Our sponsors stay with us for a year or longer, so...
No doubt. One thing I know about Sheree is she's going to always handle her business, y'all. She does not leave until she plugs every single social and she makes sure she does that network, that branding.
Yes.
And you be on me on top of me for all the time. Like, why you don't got this? Why you don't got that? Get your stuff together. And I appreciate you for that because we have talks all the time for hours. Yes. You helping me get my brand together because you've done such
proud.
A phenomenal job. And like I said, you always have my support, you know, forever and ever. Trucking Hustle, She Trucking, merged at the hip.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, listen, y'all, make sure y'all are at that event September. Give me the dates again.
17th through the 19th. We calling all men. We got the ladies.
Yeah.
It's 16,000
right.
women in our community. Men, come out.
16,000 women. We need the men. Show up, show out. That's why I said, this is a women's event? Nah, this is for men. This is for everybody.
Yeah.
So make sure y'all are there. Make sure y'all show up. Get dressed. Look fly. What's up? What else you got?
Man, shout out to Fleeting. Unite Us, Innovative.
Man, listen,
we had a great meeting last night.
Dope.
We got some things prepared and coming y'all way. Y'all
no doubt.
Gotta be in the building. You gotta sit at the table.
No doubt.
And we ain't declining nobody to be able to sit at the table, okay?
I love that.
We want everybody to come together.
I love that. All right, dope. So listen, y'all, make sure y'all there. Meet me there. Beat me there. All that good stuff. Me and Sheree will be in the building. Everybody else is going to be in the building. So we just wanted to make sure we got that word out to you. Yeah. Sheree, if there's nothing else, man, we going to sign off and sign out.
That's it. Appreciate y'all.
Hustle fam, if you smell something, burn this only your desire, and we are out.